This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The Answer, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it. Thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also includes our bulk mail haulers out there, taking the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices to be sorted, to be delivered today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, and they're hauling of the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, keeping everybody moving somewhere. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, where there is the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler the same way. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Getter, True Social. We're also on Twitter. We're also on Instagram. Our CB handle there is Captain's America. Captain's America gets you over there to us. And don't forget the Captain's America Third Watch .com website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and take advantage of all the things that you'll find. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us for hour number two. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time for the pledge one. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Kyle, China has heightened the warning to the U.S. over a possible Pelosi visit to Taiwan. Simply put, they have threatened to arrest her over there when she steps off the plane. Now, I realize that Taiwan is supposedly independent from China, but then again, how independent are they?
Well, they're not as independent, perhaps, as they think in terms of what the Chinese government approach to them is. So definitely, if China is actually saying something like this, I think they need to take it very, very seriously. But at the same time, though, Captain, really, if we're dealing with Taiwan and an American official wants to visit there, they should, by all rights, be able to do so, don't you think?
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure that I really mentioned this the way I wanted to explain, because I got a question back about it. So here I go again. The Turning Points USA Summit was here last week for 3 days, and they were at the convention center in Tampa. Now, they had a poll. The majority of the people that were attending the Turning Points USA Summit were college-age kids, 18 to 21, 22, that sort of thing. That's what the majority age group was. In a poll, preference poll, which Ron DeSantis was in, Donald Trump was in, the dominant winner, and I do mean dominant, with 78.7% of the vote saying that they would vote right now for this individual, Donald Trump.
Yeah, that is very, very, it's very important and very telling and very interesting, to no doubt. And of course,
we're talking to young people here.
That's right. Well, that's right. Well, and at the same time, too, I think because a lot of young people see the damage that's being done to our country, to our economy in particular, to our standing in the world, our national security, I could go on. And they realize exactly what is the line of demarcation in terms of when this went from good to bad. And it's exactly January the 20th, 2020.
Well, I can tell you that from my travels around, the older people are supporting Donald Trump. Maybe the people in the middle might be a little wishy-washy, but not that many, because a lot of Democrats in their 30s and their 40s and even early 50s, they've had it. They've had it with Joe Biden. They've had it.
Well, they've had it with Joe Biden. They've had it with what appears to be some kind of autopilot ideological, you know, collision course that we're on with disaster. I hate to put it that way, but they do see it, I think, as something very much akin to that, because it's not like they're steering the ship or trying to steer the ship around the icebergs. It's like they're on a direct course for the iceberg, uh-huh, because they think hitting the iceberg is going to make us go through an incredible transition.
I have a little bit of humor for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis kicked off the Turning Point USA SAS 2022 convention with a great speech, including a classic line. You ready?
Yeah.
I want to wish Joe Biden a speedy recovery from COVID, and I want to wish America a speedy recovery from Joe Biden.
Right. Well, that about sums it up. You know, Joe Biden has done different things to the country as a result of these policies, again, which are the some kind of ideological collision course that they've set us on.
By the way, he spoke about having to deal with a lot of things from the crazy left, including some 50 to 70 protesters who were staged in front of the convention center and tried to be as loud and as obnoxious as they could be. And they were certainly both, but they were showing their stupidity in doing what they were doing. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
All righty, thank you very much, Jeff. And yes, we are source material for a lot of the early shows out there. Proud to be there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is part of my integrated daily health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time, and also to get the best results, it needs to be taken regularly, which I do every day. Start my day with it, and the Relief Factor preferred plan makes it quite that simple. Now, the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, to lower or even eliminate pain associated with exercise, everyday living, whatever the problem is you got going on. Plus, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free. Love that part. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. It comes in convenient individual packets. It supports healthy joints and muscles. And it only costs $19.95 for the three-week start to get it all going. And you get it kick-started that way. Now, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, gets it all started. And see what they can do for you. They just might kick that pain that you've been having because, Kyle, what is it we like to tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Amen to that one. Amen to that one. All right. Kevin McCarthy said the U.S. has an emergency on energy, not climate change. I agree with him.
Yeah, I would agree as well. And, of course, what is the reason we have an emergency on energy? It's because something befell us and suddenly we have an energy emergency that we had to try to figure out even how it happened? Well, of course not. Well, we know how it happened. It wasn't just out of the blue. It's specific policies that created this energy emergency.
Yeah, it most certainly is, and there's no one to blame other than Joe Biden put the finger right square at him for the policies that he did to begin with. And everybody said, here's what's going to happen, here's what's going to happen. And he kind of held back a little bit. And then he says, well, we have to get rid of the fossil fuels. We have to go green. Our country, we need the air. We need the water. Okay, here's something else we need. Dr. Deborah Birx apparently belongs in jail with Fauci. She was the other half of the Donald Trump's initial COVID-19 advisory team, correct?
Right, right.
Though she's rarely drawn the same ire as Fauci, there's little reason to believe that she wasn't just as duplicitous. Now, Dr. Birx is busy promoting her new book, and in it, it contains several brazen admissions of dishonesty, including misleading the Trump administration by disobeying orders and altering reports. Wow.
Well, this is to say it's a bombshell is understating bombshells at this point, don't you think?
What do they think when you put that stuff in a book that it's not chargeable or admitted as evidence? What is it, because it's hearsay? Is that what they think?
Well, it could be. I guess you'd have to look at the exact legal issue that might go along with something like that. But, Captain, what it does is it begins to confirm what so many people suspected, and that was we weren't getting the whole truth, the truth, and nothing but the truth from the U.S. government officials, and even telling to the president at the time, President Donald Trump, because what COVID became was it became something that was akin to a party statement. It was like a party belief. It wasn't really something that you could go against because suddenly you were anti-science, you know. And so this is huge. Now, the implications of this we don't know yet exactly, but it's certainly, don't you think this is certainly going to factor into not only the midterms, but certainly the presidential election in 2024?
Well, certainly should. Okay, let's go to the candy man on the telephone line. We've got Bag Am and Bob. I wonder what kind of candy's chewing tonight. What's up there, Bob?
Good stuff, Captain. Real good.
Okay.
Anyway. I just want to say that the Democrats consistently play what I call the empathy card. And a lot of their supporters, they are overly concerned with, you know, somebody being abused, somebody being has some kind of need, or they're entitled to this. In other words, they're playing to the fact that many, many of the Democrats are what I call drunk on empathy. They're so concerned with everybody's rights, which some relations. People do have rights, but they're concerned with everybody being a victim, so they over-empathize on empathy. I just wondered what Kyle thought of that theory. All right, that's it.
All right, Kyle, what do you think?
No, I appreciate that, Backgammon Bob. I do think that Democrats certainly try to project, and I'm talking about the Democrat Party elite. I'm not talking about the Democrat who might live next door to you who honestly believes that they want to help people and that they believe, you know, in trying to make sure that everybody's being treated equally and this kind of thing. But I think at the high levels, I don't know that they really have the kind of empathy that they try to project, per se, because they know that by doing so, by projecting that empathy, they are trying to really diminish everyone else who's not a high-level Democrat, basically. You know, we're better than the others. We're better than Republicans because we care more. And at least that's what they try to tell you. But in reality, who really cares more? The person who wants you to have the opportunity, who doesn't care what your skin color is, doesn't care what your ethnicity is, but cares about your ideals and whether or not you want to help and fight for this great country. That's what I think people really have empathy for.
Now, we've gone this far without saying anything about President Joe Biden and his COVID, but we're going to say it now. The White House's COVID-19 czar said late yesterday that President Joe Biden is improving 3 days after he tested positive for COVID-19. Now, Biden was feeling much, much better On Saturday night and Sunday morning, COVID-19 coordinator Ashish Jha told CBS News Face the Nation. That's good. I hope he gets better, because we need to have him better so that we can vote him out of office.
Well, but of course, anybody who's getting COVID-19 or the variant, the BA.5 or what have you, well, of course, you know, and that's something, Captain, that I think is lost in many ways on some of these big players on the left. You know, we do hope and pray the president gets better, that he doesn't have any lasting effects, that he makes a full recovery of this. And also we hope that he's in good enough health so that he can respond to the actual emergencies that come along, because at the end of the day, he's the president, and he's got to represent us all in some way, shape, or form.
Now, according to President Biden, gas prices have fallen every day this summer for 38 days in a row. Now you know you can find gas for $3.99 or less in more than 30,000 gas stations in more than 35 states. There are more than 145 gas stations in America, so he could have put this another way by saying nearly 80% of the stations in the country are charging $4 a gallon or more. When this president took office, the average price was only $2.39. When the day we voted, November, it was $1.87.
Well, right. This is the same kind of spin, Captain, where you talk about how, you know, well, look at our job growth numbers. I mean, these job growth numbers are incredible, and this economy is really starting to boom, and nobody's had job growth numbers like this forever. And it's the same thing. Oh, the gas prices have gone down a teeny tiny little bit over the last 38 days. That's not a success story. That's just more spin. A real success story would be, we've got plenty of oil. We're not going to import it. In fact, we're going to export it, and gas prices are starting to hit rock bottom again. That would be a success story.
Well, we're going to have to go a while before we hear that, because we've got to get these clowns out of the leadership positions in Congress so that we can go in there and do some stuff. And then if we do pass legislation to help get our fuel prices back down again, we've got to have enough votes to surpass the presidential veto, because you know damn well anything these Republicans do that helps out the fossil fuel industry and lowers the price, anything at all, is going to raise the ire of the radical Dems that want to keep it up.
Well, that's right. And this is where leadership comes into play. Because you gotta figure, Captain, even Joe Biden or those close around him understand the problem, just like we're talking about right now. And the real leadership move would be to stand up and tell the squad where to go on this, and that he's going to...
I'd like to do that.
Yeah. But if he did that, it would be amazing.
All right, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, folks, time to go to break. Kyle's going to go to break. We're going to go to break. I'm going to go to break. Jeff's going to take over and man the board for a second here.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. A third watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Protesters turned out Saturday on the streets in London and in the Scottish city of Glasgow to demand faster action against climate change following the record-smashing temperatures that scorched the UK this week. Activist groups led protesters in a sit-in on Parliament Square in London to demand that the conservative government stop giving new licenses for oil and gas production, tax big polluters, and help people install more energy-efficient heating in their homes. The heat wave paralyzed major train networks, damaged airport runways, and saw 15 fire departments across the country declaring major incidents. The administration has come out in support of the South Asian Heart Health Awareness Research Act of 2022 and looks forward to working with the Senate on this critical bill. South Asian Americans carry a disproportionate risk of cardiovascular disease and related disorders like type 2 diabetes. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, Mike Lindell. And by the way, MyPillow's been offering a whole bunch of the BOGO extravaganzas for some time now. They've been moving them around, changing a little here, a little there. Now, the best way to find out what's going on is to go to the website, MyPillow.com, and go to the Radio Listener Specials page that's there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459 and make your purchase and find out what it is that you're going to save money on, because I'm going to tell you just what some of the items are right now. Now, right now, you get a buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. Those are the big, expensive sheets, and they are really something. You also have the Giza Elegance MyPillows, the fancy pillows, where you get the buy one, get one. The six-piece towel sets, buy one, get one. Those are the towels that actually fit you like they do me. If they'll fit me, they'll fit you. How about that? And the Roll and Go Anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Now, just go again. As I said, to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. And don't forget to use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products, because you'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Again, 800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? What's Mrs. Professor going to get?
Well, yeah, like we've been talking about, I think we're getting the extra set of those great towels because, you know, everybody in my family loves them, and we can't have enough of them, I think.
Yeah, they're really something. I'm surprised. I've had towels before, but these are the best of the best.
That's right.
Yep. And by the way, when you wash them, they come like right back to life again. You know, how some towels they get fuzzy and faded and this, that, and the other? Not these.
Yep.
Not these. Now, the Ukrainian ambassador has called for more weapons after Odessa was hit yesterday by missiles fired from probably Russia.
Well, of course, that's right. And obviously, you know, they're trying to expand, the Russians, that is. So this is going on, what is it now, 5 months, basically?
Or more.
Yeah, so this is something that, you know, at some point Russia is not going to be able to sustain. As much as the West can do, as the United States and allies, friends of the Ukraine can do, that will hopefully hasten an end to this at some point.
Well, they have to do something because they just agreed for the grain shipments to leave out of the port of Odessa. And, of course, there were ships that were loading when they fired these missiles. This is serious stuff.
Yeah, it has been all out total war. We've seen the atrocities. We've heard about these things. We know, Captain, that Putin can't simply turn tail and go back to Moscow. Basically, he's gone too far. Now the question is, how does it end? Is there some negotiated settlement? Well, the other day President Zelensky talked about he didn't think there should be one until Russia is basically kicked out of Ukraine. So that's where we're at.
Now, Bill Barr, the former attorney general, said something over the weekend, and I totally agree with the statement. I'm going to make it. Some people are going to say, oh, that's nuts. We can't do that. But here we go. I'm going to read the statement word for word the way he said it. He said the United States needs to treat the Mexican cartels just like they were ISIS.
That's a pretty powerful analogy. You know, we know what ISIS is. When you compare it to organizations that have one stated goal, maybe not a stated goal, we know what their goal is, and that is to run drugs. And who's buying the drugs? Especially American young people are buying the drugs. And that becomes a national security issue. It is destructive, and it's, at some point, you have to be able to start dealing with it as such.
Well, it is a national security issue, and these cartels in Mexico have their own armies, and they go after our military as well as our civilian police with all the firepower they could possibly imagine, as you have already heard. But the fact of the matter is, as I say, what's fair is fair. They want to play that game. We need to outplay them.
And we could.
We could.
Yeah. That's
enforce the border.
Well, enforce the border and take other measures. And you know, you mentioned something, Captain, earlier in the program this morning, and that was about working or having Mexico begin to take steps on their own border. This was, of course, under Donald Trump.
You already
but that
did.
Was, right, but that was taking or negotiating and implementing something from a position of strength, and that's what President Trump was all about. And now we've gone back to the non-position of strength or position of non-strength, and this is what we're getting. So if you're able to implement these things, not only in terms of what you're doing to interdict it, but also to put pressure on the Mexican government as it is, then you may be starting to make a dent.
Right. Well, we have to get the Mexican military involved in this. They had a buffer there, some 25,000 Mexican troops. It worked in between the illegals and the drug runners and all that sort of stuff. It actually worked, and we need to stop this stuff that's going on right now. We've got to stop it.
We do, and there's another prong to this too, Captain, and that is creating an atmosphere in this country, especially where young people don't start taking the drugs, they don't want to, and making them understand that that they're valued and that they don't need to throw their lives away by doing this kind of thing. And in other words, you work it on different levels, and that's how we really begin to defeat the drug scourge.
That's peer pressure. Now, Democrats are not only paying up to try to boost candidates they think can beat our candidates in 2022, but they're also funding potentially 2024 GOP presidential primary challengers against former President Donald Trump, fearing his return. Now, to that, I say, you mean they're putting money in the bank in the pockets of some Republicans that might be in the mix running against Trump?
Well, if they do, they're playing the different angles. You know, the January 6th show trial thing is mostly about making sure Trump could never run again for public office. At the same time, they would want to hedge their bets, I'm sure, by trying to make sure that you have potential challengers well funded. That's all part of the game. It's a game they're playing.
Now, Pete Rose, formerly with the Cincinnati Reds and then the Philadelphia Phillies, last time he won a World Series, it was with the 1987 Philadelphia Phillies. He has been allowed by Major League Baseball to attend the Phillies' 1987 World Series celebration at the ballpark. To that, I say it's about time. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, Pete Rose has been in baseball Siberia for a very, very, very long time. That's right. I seem to recall, I think I saw him once, I think it was in Las Vegas, and he was doing signings or something like that. I remember going by and recognizing it was Pete Rose. Yeah.
Well, the thing of it is I think he suffered enough. I think he realizes, and by the way, he did come out and say that he bet on baseball. He came out and said it. I mean, what else does he have to do?
Right, right. Well, exactly. This is sometimes the idea of time and so forth, but I'm not aware of others in MLB chiming in on this yet. But
I did not say he's got to get into the Major League Hall of Fame. I did not say that. I said he should certainly be allowed to attend certain things that he was a part of when the history was made. I remember that World Series team. I remember Tug McGraw, who was one of the star pitchers in that. And, of course, you had, Ryan Howard played it back then, a younger Ryan Howard.
Right, right.
Yep.
Well, yeah, it is, you know, I think for a lot of people it might be a very, very difficult question, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Congressman Matt Gaetz, who's a Republican from the up there in the Upper Peninsula of Florida, has mocked the abortion activists. He says, nobody wants to impregnate you.
Okay, yeah.
Not touching that with a 10-foot pole, sorry. All right. Hang on there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Another Trucker's Highway Bible Report coming your way.
Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
That is none other than John Bon Jovi back in the early days when he was just getting it all fired up and getting it together with his band. And, Kyle, what do you think?
I love it. That's the one that goes, ooh, ooh, doo, dum, dum. That's
yeah, they
cool.
do that with a device. It's like a harmonica. Special microphone, and they make that noise into it, and that's how that works. It's pretty neat the way that works. I used to have one of those.
Cool.
Yeah, I forget what they call it. It's been so long.
I think it's a vocoder.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I used to have one of those years ago. You could do a lot of funny things with it. All right, let's tell us about the weather out west, because I'm still seeing a big mess up in the northwest for you.
Well, we do have that, and tonight, Captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch, we have our roving reporter message, this from Richard the Marine, evidently telling us it's raining in Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah, he's in Alaska tonight listening.
That's right, and so definitely, Richard, it looks like you've got rain coming in there Monday, Tuesday, maybe some clearing on Wednesday, and back to rain on Thursday, maybe a respite on Friday, and returning back on Saturday. So thank you so much, Richard the Marine. We hope to wish you well, and a safe trip back home, of course. But that's from our roving reporter, Captain, Roman Weather Reporter.
Thank you.
That's right. Thank you. Well, we do have excessive heat watches continuing all throughout the state of Washington tonight. We've got excessive heat warnings that are going all the way down through the middle of the state. Now, this is going to stretch down the excessive heat watches into most of the northern half of Oregon and pretty much the entire western half of Oregon. So definitely be aware of that. We're going to have extreme temperatures there. Also in northwestern Nevada, we have the heat. That's warming up there as well, and you may also find perhaps maybe some thunderstorms that could be gathering. Now, you mentioned about the rain in the southern part, southwest of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We're continuing to track that rain. That's in Arizona right now, so we definitely want to be aware of that. It's basically central Arizona tonight. Now, this is going to be up near... it's going to be up near, I believe, it's north of Phoenix. I can tell you that much at this point.
Well, it's all the way to Kingman on the angle.
Well, that's true. And over in New Mexico, coming down I-25 out of Colorado, you have that there as well. And so be careful, because that is that monsoonal moisture that is taking over that area. So be careful out there.
Now, folks, we've got a real mess going across Oklahoma and the southern part of Missouri, and all of Arkansas, the western part of Tennessee, the northernmost part of Mississippi, and the northernmost part of Louisiana, as well as now the central part of Texas coming up out of the Metroplex. We do have severe storm watches and heat warnings all the way across those areas I just told you about. That would involve I-40, I-35. It would involve I-55. It would involve, I-20 as well. And we do have a severe storm warning right now in the eastern part of Oklahoma to include just east of Oklahoma City, Tulsa, on over towards Joplin, Missouri, and on down 35, about 75 miles south of Oklahoma City. Now, we do have some rain, some flooding going on in the southwestern corner of Indiana. We also have some very unsettled conditions with what looks like some severe thunderstorm watches and warnings and flood watches with severe weather alerts over there in the western part of Pennsylvania to include Erie, as well as a little southwestern corner over there around Dundee, New York. We do have in central New York right now going up the Adirondacks from Utica north up into Old Forge and beyond. We do have a severe thunderstorm line of storms coming across. We told you that some of this weather might get really, really rough, and there might be some heavy winds in there, straight line winds, so please be careful. You're going to see it coming a long time before it gets to you, so all that lightning and whatnot, but be careful up there. That would be a Route 26, Kyle, going up through there, and that's a two-lane highway. That's bad enough, but throw the rain in the mix, it gets worse. All right, now, over there around Cape Cod, we've got some weather over there. Lynn is probably swimming in her goldfish bowl right now. And from South Jersey, Central and South Jersey, all the way down to Delaware, we've got some thunderstorm watches and warnings over there. Also down North Carolina just suddenly lit up on the dial here, down there around Cape Hatteras. So, Kyle, tell us about your show, how we can hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yeah, you can find out more about me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kyle. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain. Take care.
All right. Thanks. And, folks, don't forget that the Truckers Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. It's a place to be at night. It's a haven and certainly a great place for you to be when it comes time to tidy in for the night. You want a good, safe place to be. Okay, now let's go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
The number one news capital of the country last week from about Wednesday on was none other than Tampa, Florida. How do you like that?
From Turning Point USA?
That was part of it. Donald Trump, and we had DeSantis here. I guess it was Wednesday. We had some things going on earlier in the week. I mean, we had them all here last week. You name it. If they weren't in the Republican Party, the Democrats, Joe Biden, would have been here had he not come down with COVID, but they didn't have anybody to replace him with, so they just chose to reschedule their thing for another day.
Okay.
So,
yay.
So here's the amazing thing about all of this. They did a poll. They did a presidential poll from the Turning Point USA SAS Convention Center that was open to all attendees. 78.7% of the people attending want Donald Trump to run in 2024.
I saw those numbers.
That's amazing. I find that number to be extremely high.
I do, too. Now, these attendees were really all, let me make sure I get it right, because you said all attendees. So does that, these were like students,
the older people, the vendors, yep. The people that came through the turnstiles, it was open to all of them. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be back with more and Denise Simon, too, right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. It's a busy Monday morning. Got a lot of stuff to talk about, including China. They're threatening to arrest Nancy Pelosi. Oh, we'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.